Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning. This game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. Don't scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
And we're back. Daniel's sitting on the floor because he's in the ass chair. Because
he's been asked by the ass chair.
It hates me.
Now you see why there's such a rush to get here, because people pick chairs. I had some form of laryngitis earlier this week and lost my voice. So we'll see how long this goes. Every character you're going to meet is a smoker, because that's just where my voice range is at. My notes say it's April 4th. Obviously you've been on base for, you know, a day and a half, 2 days now. You have some information. I want to review that. But before that, I did send a message in Discord about some groups you can contact. I don't know if you want to provide some of that information for the podcast, chat about it a little bit, and then obviously figure out what characters you're playing. My understanding is that you wanted to go on a mission coming up, so you'll want to chat about that as well. And I'm going to eat nachos.
Yeah, so at the very least, I remember us discussing a plan to go to Rassam's and use the drone to help scout along the way. But if I remember correctly, I wanted to say that the drone range was only like 20 miles.
Yeah, we'd have to get in range and actually be there before you could deploy.
Yeah. Or just deploy and follow us.
Well, I was going to say, how far is this base from...
I think it's an hour.
It's an hour?
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't tell me distance, but I can look it up. What's the name of the base? It is... Everybody's looking at me like I should know.
Yeah, we're all testing you because we all know what it is, Jeff.
As Grady picks up the look in the book for when
I'm
we
looking
can't...
for distance, since apparently time is not an effective measurement for Jeff.
Well, we don't know how fast you travel through the desert.
Right. True. I've never been to a desert.
Been through the desert on a horse.
That was the joke I was going to go for.
Kirkuk to Mosul is 173 kilometers, 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Not in a war zone.
And if I remember on the map right, Kirkuk is southwest of Mosul?
Southeast.
It's southeast, because I thought that's where...
That's Mosul's up top.
Rassam's place was.
Rassam's is, I believe, farther straight south. It's on the river.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, if it's 2 hours, 18 minutes, what we say is an hour to Rassam's place.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's 109 miles.
Sure. You're the one with the calculator. So I will take your...
Is this property west or east of the river? Do we know?
Based on the map, I would assume it's east.
And have any of the attacks crossed the river?
You'd have to look at the map I provided you. No, for sure.
Okay, they're all Mosul located, weren't they?
Correct.
It is west of the river.
Okay.
Because based off of the incident reports, that one down there is where Rasam's was.
Gotcha. Sometimes spooky shit is affected by running water.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you at home, if we didn't go over all of them last time, the possible sources of intel or groups we can reach out to are obviously the American intelligence community. I'm not going to read the entire book that we were given. I'm just going to name off the ones that they are. The Iraqi Intelligence Service, the Iraqi Special Operations Forces, Mossad, or Israeli intelligence, Asayish, which is security Kurdistan regional government. It says MIT, or is it MIT? Is it actually MIT?
Yeah.
Okay. National Intelligence Organization for Turkey, the Quds Force, or the Islamic Republic of Iran. Quds, sorry. And then lastly is MID, or Military Intelligence Directorate, which is Syrian Arab Republic. The last two obviously not being an ally. So there you go. Groups we could reach out to.
Or at least groups operating in the region. The book that he's quoting that I provided them also gives them what those groups are kind of known for or what kind of things they might have access to.
I think if we're looking for intelligence on a way in and out, the Kurds are our best bet because it says they have the most contacts.
Let me see. They have a lot of boots on the ground, a lot of relief fighters.
And they cover a wide swath of different ethnic groups and Sunni Arabs, Yazidi Kurds, Syrian Christians have contacts in and around Mosul.
Yeah.
Might be a way in. I'm more likely to trust them too. Don't trust Turkey. Don't trust Iran.
Getting contacts with the Iraqi Special Operations Forces probably isn't a bad idea either.
No.
Is there any way that we can find out if the program has assets in any of these organizations?
You could reach out to your handler, and your handler may be able to provide contacts. It's just a question of whether or not you have your own resources you want to rely on, or do you want to call the guy in Germany who's going to have to make a call and then make a call?
Right.
So theoretically, yes, the program is going to have... The program probably doesn't know Mossad or, you know, probably doesn't know somebody in Syria, but they might be able to put you in connection with somebody. That also means you're going to tell the program you're trying to contact Mossad or, you know,
right.
Turkey.
So we have Rasam's place that we need to go check out in some form or fashion. We had the academic resources we were looking into.
Correct.
We got the information from social media of the incidents in and around Mosul and the fact that there are like CCTV within the city.
Yep. So trying to find a way in for Mosul to access information and intelligence there.
I have it written down that we were going to look into satellite imagery for the times of the incidents.
And then there was a common element of either it was all males or all females that were being attacked. Which was it?
The ones that were taken were all male.
Okay.
Others were killed, but the ones that turned up missing were all male.
I've written down confirmation female victims. I can't remember if that came from the social media role or not. Whether or not I don't have a question. Normally I would put a question mark if it was something we were still trying to look into, and I did not put that in my notes. So. Yeah.
I have written down that we wanted to look into connections between the families that were attacked in Mosul. There were three injured and taken to Al-Khanza Hospital that we were going to try and get somebody in there. And we were going to look up Daoud, the guy who sent ISIL to Assam's house.
Right. Did we also discuss trying to establish a contact at the local at the university in Mosul? Mm-hmm. And were we going to reach out to... Where,
I think that was part of like trying to develop contacts in the region.
I couldn't remember if we'd started that process or not, because I thought we were going to reach out to the university. Didn't he go to Cambridge, Rasam?
I think that your guy had...
I couldn't remember if we started that and failed a roll and didn't get it, or...
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I vaguely remember we were going to use one of the characters' ties to academia.
Yeah.
To try to...
Because he's got advanced degrees in Mesopotamian archaeology from Cambridge in UK and Freie Universität in Berlin.
Somewhat non sequitur, but as I'm looking at the incident report and checking out just satellite imagery of Mosul, there's a northern Mosul right before the kind of extreme 90 degree bend of the Tigris River. Just south of that, there's a forested area where it looks like two attacks occurred, and then three other attacks occurred directly south of that. So if we're looking at infiltration or way to get in, might be an option. But honestly, at the end of the day, if we have contacts that could get us in, that's better. But just trying to look for patterns in the attacks too. But is this it in terms of the incident? Okay, there's nothing more detailed, so I'm probably looking into it too much. Oh no, there's a mini map on the side. Mm-hmm. I just missed that. Does anyone else happen to have the incident map pulled up? Because I was wondering what those, kind of a dumb question, but I was wondering what those black lines are. Is that like, are those like major highways?
Yeah, I would assume that's the case. Because if you look at the, yeah, I mean, if you look at it on the mini map and then compare it to what they are. I mean, we can call it major highways. I don't know that that's necessarily what they are any longer.
Right.
Do we think we need some type of cover to make it to Rassam's place?
So you should have cover, obviously, behind enemy lines. And at some point, you're going to start interacting with people. And I feel like you should write down what those covers are, whether you're Lockheed Martin, working with the military, something. You should probably start writing those down for your characters as you establish them. Do you need it? Up to you. You could try and find transportation. Did you reach out to your handler about transportation?
I don't think we believe we did. We discussed different options as whether or not needing an armored vehicle or just taking local transport to fly under the radar, but we didn't reach out officially for any assistance.
So what's the plan? Are we continuing to advance with April 4?
Well, what are the things that we're currently waiting on that we had already started? I believe you have those listed.
Landry reached out about an advanced drone, which you received today. Jennifer is working on contacting the CIA. I believe it was Kazim was investigating the occult. Arabini searched social media, which I already gave you. And then Hastings is researching history. So those folks are, Arabini would be not, but Jennifer, Kazim, and Hastings are all busy doing research. So you couldn't take them if you want to go today.
Got you. And which one of the characters were the ones who we decided needed to at least see the ancient relics?
The academics.
Yeah, it was Kazim and Hastings.
Because isn't Hastings the only one with like a specific, was it Sumerian, which is what was
right
identified yeah. as?
There were certain languages.
I think it was
Akkadian.
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 60%.
Yep. Okay, so Jeff is not sure how to set up these covers. I know you've given Lockheed Martin as an example of something. if that's something I need to be thinking about, what resources can I pull from? Do you have any?
Google. I mean,
thank you.
I don't think you need to tell me that you're an A1C Lockheed Martin operative. I want you to say, I have paperwork that says I work on highway infrastructure, or I'm a telecommunications consultant.
Okay.
Like, just enough so that I know that you can't play every single thing with any given goddamn character.
Gotcha.
So if you say, hey, I want to go talk to these people, I have a cover as, I don't know, a meteorologist. Fine. Write down meteorologist. That's one of the two covers you have. Fuck you. That's what you got. So when you suddenly need someone who works in electrical infrastructure, hope you got another cover left or figure it out. Okay. See what I'm saying?
And I remember you made a distinction between there's like a cover that's obviously CIA and one that's a little bit more under the radar.
Correct.
And you gave examples to that. Is it like the Lockheed Martin one that's
sure, obviously just likes Lockheed Martin?
I think that's the more legitimate one, right?
Okay.
That's the one that's like
CIA.
That
looks like spy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because those are like weapons manufacturers, like
a low level foreign service officer from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, focusing on some particular field of interest: immigration, infrastructure, energy, so on. Most people they work with will assume that means they work for the CIA, but will know better than to say so. A civilian consultant working under contract with the Department of State or the Department of Defense, either an academic or a scientist.
Makes sense.
So you have one cover that you're from the embassy for. That screams, holy shit, I'm definitely not that. And the other one is you're an academic.
The trade-off is the one cover gives you probably access to more areas than the regular Joe Blow.
Unless it depends. I'm a sand expert and how it affects all materials. So let's talk about your security. I want to see what it's made of.
Amazing. So yeah, you guys can figure out what you want to do, but you will have those covers to utilize. So one screams, holy shit, I'm definitely a spy, which will get a particular reaction. And the other is, holy shit, I'm a civilian. Pay no attention. I'm here to analyze, you know, the effects on the northern Iraqi brown spotted salamander.
So I think we take it one step at a time and think about what would be the best for our first situation, Rassam's place, because I assume, and tell me if I'm wrong, Cody, with covers, if we really wanted to have a different cover for getting into Mosul and we had some time to do that, we could do that, right? We could use something for Rassam's and then declare. Yeah,
correct. Okay.
So
you could spend time creating covers for yourself.
Okay. So what do we think is best for Rassam's place, or probably not CIA spook?
I think that the academic route of being an ancient Middle Eastern antiquities.
I agree.
Like,
we could even claim to be colleagues of Rassam's.
I mean, we could literally not just that, but claim to have connections literally with the University of Mosul and the museum that Rassam was a patron of.
It'd be a win-win cover because either it would work and do its job, or we would get flushed out. And in doing so, we might actually uncover some of his actual colleagues.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's what we should go with.
Plus, my guess is it wouldn't be a bad idea for that to be Qasim because he has Middle Eastern backgrounds.
Yep.
Versus Hastings, who obviously probably hasn't spent a lot of time in the region.
Yeah.
That just kind of makes sense to me.
Me too.
And maybe Hastings is along because she knows languages that Qasim doesn't and could potentially help.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, just so you know, I am going to, because you're all clever, editor, please clip this bit because I feel like it can be used many times throughout this game. You're all clever. I brought you to this table because you're all clever. Anything you're talking about at this table, I'm automatically going to assume you're in your super secure trailer and talking about it to yourselves.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am not going to counteract or contradict or countermand or remind you of fuck all anything unless you start talking to other people or start analyzing things. So I'm just going to sit here and shut up, but I'm just making it known right now before people go, oh, holy shit, why did those people bomb us? It's be like, because you didn't know where the fuck the military troops were that day, or because you didn't know where this is, or you weren't connected to this person. So just think about your actions. That's all. I'm not giving you free information. You have to ask for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. I think so.
Don't get bombed.
It'll make sense eventually. It's
or communicate where we're going with our allied forces in the region so that when we just roll up, we don't get blown away because they weren't prepared for us to be there.
We got a plan of action for cover land, now. We need to secure
land military.
We need to secure transportation. Need to roll that?
I don't know. Do you have a character with land military who's currently being played? What characters are you playing right now?
We haven't really decided.
I know. Well, I'm trying to make some decisions.
I got 30%.
Are the ones that are in the middle of doing their thing.
They're doing their thing.
They're doing their thing. So they're not available.
Correct. They're working on some shit.
So then I imagine one of these two gents are probably useful for this role. Military science land 40%. Military science land 60%. I am currently playing Captain Daniel Pashka.
With 60%, I'll give it to you.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
See, in this point, you have a character who knows something that the players don't, so I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I gotta fucking find what it's called, though. This has got a cool name.
How many briefcases did we get? Two?
Two.
So this character also has one of the briefcases.
You got the one with...
with the seal in it.
The goodie.
Yeah.
I got the one with the other stuff in it.
Yeah.
Including the money.
Yeah. which character is it?
Captain Daniel Pashkev.
So Captain Pashkev, as you're all sort of talking about this and discussing amongst yourselves and sort of planning, he's like, we getting an IFF before you deploy? How are we going in?
Well, what's an IFF, Captain?
An identification friend or foe transponder. So you don't get bombed out of goddamn existence by an Iraqi hotshot who goes, holy shit, that's an ISIL truck. If you went in as an ISIL truck. Or, you know, conversely, if you decide to drive through in a U.S. Humvee and a couple of jihadis with a rocket launcher decide to go, oh, that's not one of ours, and launch it at you. So just an idea. He thought he'd pop out before you travel through an open war zone.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do another JSOC requisition for one of those.
He would also know that they would have some on base. If you could start making connections within base, that's, you might raise some red flags as to why you're going out. But again, you're clearly spooks. Everyone thinks you're fucking spooks. So whatever you want to do, you could probably get it.
Yeah, I mean, I would think between him and...
what do we need to do to start building those connections on base?
Is Major Olson in the middle of anything right now?
No, she's free.
I would imagine between Captain Pashkov and and the bureaucracy of Major Olson, the two of them could probably start making connections on base.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We can...
You have them. You've been talking for 2 days. You can find somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to secure the IFF, and then what do we want to do? Like SUV?
I would imagine not looking like Americans driving towards ISIL more...
Armored Humvee was probably not the best route.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the IFF should keep us safe from allied forces. We need to blend in with enemy forces, right?
I think
that SUVs, sounds logical, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So Captain Dan and Major Mary Olson are going to secure transportation and the IFF transponder.
And do you think there would be an SUV on base that would be armored at least enough to protect us from small arms fire?
Well, again, it you start to play that game that exactly that they're talking about. If you're in an armed vehicle that's obvious, you read to the enemy.
I mean, you can have SUVs that are armed and not obvious. That's what I mean.
I don't think...
Like armor, yeah.
Right, but I don't think that there are any bulky-looking Lincolns driving around in boats.
How many phone books are on base?
Yeah, right. Saw them do that on Mythbusters once, right?
Yeah. Just line the interior with phone books.
Also makes it very flammable.
True. I would take my chance with the fire versus random shot.
I mean, modern tank is on the list, if you're that worried.
All right. Which one of you has pilot tank?
I do.
No, you do not.
Prove it.
Let me look up your character sheet.
I'm just trying to get you to get off your ass. I don't know.
Let's see. Kevlar vests, riot gear, mortars. Definitely need mortars. Cruise missile.
We should totally be shooting mortars out of a moving flatbed, right?
Gwyn will call you at some point through this process, or we can get it figured out. But yes, you can get a hold of two former ISIL Humvees, you know, trucks, something to that effect. They've got bullet holes in them and are covered in blood and have flags on them. You could absolutely infiltrate with them.
Nice. All right.
Cool. So we've got transportation.
It's going to take you probably the rest of the day to sort out. So probably not doing a lot on the 4th unless you're just going to jump in and go in the evening.
I mean, do we want to move at night or just wait for the daytime?
Would our guys with knowledge of both the region, like, would they have any idea?
Yeah, what's the best strategic option?
I mean, it's a war. Well, who's going to drive? The condition of the vehicle, lights on or off. How do you navigate where you're going?
Yeah, are these functioning trucks at this point, or do we need to go over them?
I mean, they have some holes in them, but only in the unimportant parts, Jeff. You may or may not have to slough some ichor off of whatever that poor jihadi's last meal was in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I'm less worried about what we have to hose out. I want to make sure it's not going to die halfway there.
I wouldn't do that to you, would I, Jeff?
Yeah,
that's why we're taking two.
So are there any...
The problem is everybody wouldn't fit in it.
Oh, we'll make them fit.
The paranoia is setting in already for Jeff.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't...
He knows you.
Good.
You didn't, you know, intentionally probe us and put information into our heads that would make us concerned about these types of things.
All right, provision bomb suit for Jeff.
I can't wait to see what that requisite athletics roll is to run away from the thing trying to eat his face when he's wearing a full fucking bomb suit.
Just roll down the hill.
Be like that fucking fat kid from Hook. Just pick up his feet.
I'm fine waiting for tomorrow. We'll wait for the daytime. We can head out early in the morning and get a good start.
It's probably the best idea.
Probably one out.
I got a character with that's a mechanic.
You do?
Yeah. The same guy who's good at microelectronics.
What's it?
30% in mechanic.
Okay.
And same with electrician.
Yeah, I mean, you could take the evening to look at them.
Yeah.
What's your skill?
30%.
Yeah, I'll make a roll. It's low enough that you might miss something important.
I did.
It's fine. With perfect work in order.
That was a crit fail.
I'll go last.
You willed it into existence, Jeff. He never makes that roll if you don't say anything.
So then you'd have just fucked us and we'd have been pissed then versus it being our fault now.
Now yeah. You're understanding what it's like to run a game. Who was doing the... Kazim, I think, was doing an occult roll. I thought I already gave you this information. I'm like 95% sure I already did. Did I give you any information on the Nakatic manuscripts?
Yes. It's all here. What you know of the Nakatic manuscripts?
Okay. I was supposed to give you that today, and they assured me that I did not, so...
Well, you never said Nakatic manuscripts.
Because it's more impressive to say on the podcast, Nakatic manuscripts. So we are moving to the fifth, then.
Yep.
Okay. Uneventfully.
How many did we have? Four radios or communication devices? For some reason, I felt like we were given four satellite phones.
Yes, you did have equipment that is inside the trailer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that any of the stuff in the trailer is necessarily something that you would take out of the said trailer.
Well, I mean, I would assume that the four satellite... Well, I don't know.
I think they're landlined in.
Oh, okay. Because I thought we had those on the plane coming in.
You had some computers and stuff that you were bringing. It just says four encrypted satellite phones, so I get many. I guess you could take them with you. It doesn't say whether they're mobile or not.
Satellite phones usually are.
Yeah.
Okay, we're provisioned and we're ready. We just need to decide who's going. Mm-hmm.
So is there anybody that we want to leave behind to continue to establish contacts and such?
Well, I think they're still working, the people that were.
I don't know. I think, well, the one person that I know needs to go is still busy.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is that the CIA? Yep. Susan?
Hastings is still...
Susan Hastings is the one doing history.
Yes.
Yeah. She is still doing her thing at this point.
Is she the only one that speaks?
Acadian. Yes.
And Acadian was on what again? Do we remember what it was that she identified?
Was it on the Amphora cap?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the crit that you got. We got to read the inscription on the...
Right.
On the Amphora.
So the most important person that probably needs to be there.
That's part of what it is.
Okay. So what can we be doing in the meantime?
I can just pass another day.
Shut up.
I'm just throwing it out there. It's an option.
I know. But this is a game where we don't. Time is very important.
It may not be.
I think we should start going down the path of making contacts with the Kurds. I don't know what that looks like, though. To eventually get into Mosul. If we can get that ball rolling, that'd be great.
Our handler is already working on covers for us inside Mosul. We just don't have those yet.
Correct. Those will take time. And it's mostly paperwork. It's not going to be anything. It might get you through a checkpoint. It's not like he's going to have a fake job for you or something in there.
Right.
You could probably find... I mean, the Kurds are a major part of the coalition. There are probably Kurdish forces on this base, I would imagine.
Let's talk to someone.
Who's going to do it?
What pertinent skill do we need to use? Bureaucracy or...
Bureaucracy would probably be best, yes.
Okay.
It's not me at 40.
I got 50.
Landry's probably our guy at 70.
Okay. So what... Let's be real specific about what we're trying to get from them.
We need to get into Mosul to collect intel.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the more any existing intel that they already have, who knows? Maybe their network already has information that we can be armed with on our way in to make us more effective once we're in. So
In the meantime, while we're waiting around, is there a way that we can check to see if there's been more attacks?
How would you like to do that?
I could look.
That's
at
what I'm asking.
I could look at social media again.
You could try social media. You could.
There's not like local news or anything like that.
It's hard because Mosul is behind enemy lines, so right. They're not exactly broadcasting their news. You would need contacts with satellite imagery or boots on the ground or somebody intercepting
That's
radio. Or
something we could get from the Kurds.
That is something you could get from the Kurds.
Well, while Landry's going down that route, I'll with Al Rabini, I'll look at social media again as well to see what.
Somebody already rolling for Landry.
I passed his character sheet over there, so I don't.
Okay.
So Al Rabini rolled a crit 55 under 80 for looking at social media to see if there's been any other posts about anything locally. Okay. I feel like the first social media roll put me onto a local group. I can't remember. No. Figured I'd use the back of my D&D notes. That way I just always have my notes with me.
Huh. We can officially shut down sites for investigation due to environmental crimes in quarantine areas.
What gives us that right?
Public safety.
So
one of our covers should be somebody who is dealing with environmental hazards.
So a background in maybe the EPA?
I mean, people are dying, but it's a war zone too, so might not fly.
Yeah, but we're also talking about something that was potentially released from underground.
Yeah, but we don't want to tell anybody that. We don't want to throw that out there as this is why we're here. Look.
The CDC, obviously.
Ooh, that wouldn't be a bad
CDC
route.
EPA.
Spencer, did you make that bureaucracy roll yet? Because who is it that's going to make the bureaucracy roll again?
No.
Landry.
Oh. Okay. You think we could spin it to where, like, a chemical release that could be potentially infecting people with mass hysteria?
Got it.
Or is that too ridiculous?
For what?
For, like, either going environmental, like, the public safety route. Like, we need to figure out what it is that's causing the issues. We think it could be something that was released from Rassam's. Like, when they dug in underground.
I think it's a good idea. I just...
Canary in the coal mine?
Yeah. I just don't know where it's going to fly. Like, there are certain situations and places where we are where it might work, but I think most places are behind enemy lines. And
something that could have been released into the river. We need to test it.
Either way, the whether it be CDC or EPA or something like that, the idea of there's some kind of environmental emergency, we need to keep people out of this area would be a viable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I mean, it might be, if anybody is at Rassam's, it might be a way for us to be able to clear it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking about Rassam's. Sorry.
Well, but also just being able to use it to, like, this could be something that's gotten down into the water table and could have infected the Tigris River. Like, we need to get in here to actually do research on
Bingo.
What was potentially left.
Yeah, that probably won't work either. There's actually a U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases.
There are medics on the ground, so thoughts about, you know. Okay, I've got that going. You don't find anything specifically on social media in terms of additional attacks.
Okay.
With a crit, is there any other information that he might be able to glean?
Maybe. I'll think about it. But in terms of answering his question, the answer is no. The answer is definitely no. You know for sure you don't find anything on social media.
Gotcha.
This is interesting. I forget. I know we had this conversation last time, but I don't remember what we deduced. Was there a pattern in terms of time with the attacks? Is there like one every day?
I think there was actually more than one per day.
Mm-hmm. 24, once on the 24th, twice on the 25th, once on the 26th, once on the 27th, once on the 28th, once on the 29th, once on the 30th. So
no additional attacks have been reported since for 4 days.
Interesting. I guess it's over. We won. The baddie heard we were coming and just gave up.
Are you looking at stuff inside the handbook?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just trying to find other routes. So...
Hastings, does finally start getting some information in terms of winds unknown to the Adad, or winds unknown to Adad. To call it a book is kind of a misnomer. It is in fact a, it is a, I don't even know what to call it. But it is actually comprised of hundreds and hundreds of clay tablets in Assyrian cuneiform. No complete copy is known to exist. There are two major places where winds unknown to Adad are known to be stored. There are tablets in the British Museum, apparently as part of the confusion of artifacts recovered from the library of Ashurnabanipal in Nineveh in 1849 and 1852. Apparently there were some artifacts going back and forth. They ended up at the British Museum, like so many things do. No takesies, backsies. There are some digital scans, most of the time it's you found databases noting kinds of clay used, probable ages, preliminary translations. You're not like finding a copy of it online or anything. Many tablets of winds unknown to Adad are also stored in the Iraq Museum in Baghdad. You took a couple. Susan basically took a couple days to figure out that this is incredibly rare. And if Rassam had a copy of any of it, it's exceedingly rare. Like, outside of the shitty scans that you found in the British Museum and Baghdad, he might have a more complete copy than either of those museums. If what you saw in the video, because you did see cuneiform tablets, if that's what that is, it's impossible to tell from the video.
Okay.
The hard part, of course, is that the Baghdad Museum was sacked, thus making it incredibly difficult. You would essentially have to go or find trusted contacts to go to either place. Susan probably, as a character, feels very strongly that if you want further research, you need to go to one of those three places. You need to go to Rassam's. You need to go to Baghdad or London. But transporting them from Rassam's is not going to be an easy task either. So if you intently want to study, it would be better to do it in a museum setting. It's not something you're going to be able to glance and read at in a matter of minutes.
No, sure, but it's something that we could go and digitally catalog it at Rassam's.
Yeah.
Barring no other problem, sure.
True. We can go to Rassam's with the goal of digitally cataloging it.
Remember that fuel line he inspected? Kaboom. That's too cheap, Jeff. I wouldn't do that to you.
Bullshit.
Schroeder, maybe. I wouldn't do that to you.
He's already blown you up once.
I need somebody to roll triple zeros when it comes to nuclear launch codes, Jeff, and you're real good at that. Also, a game written by this guy.
Oh, shit. He's got a bad track record.
Yeah. Why do you think I want to keep him alive?
So he could fuck it at the last second like he's done.
Anything else you want to do on the 5th?
Hastings is done.
Hastings is done. But it does take into the day for her to find that information and present that to you folks. I don't know if you want to act on it now, but that's what you can find in terms of research about winds unknown to Adad.
Okay.
Honestly, I think Rassam's our best bet with them. So.
Yeah, especially finding out that.
Do any of the academics have academic bonds?
I do.
Are any of them in London?
Unclear.
Hastings does not.
I have a bond with.
Excuse me. We're at MIT.
I have a bond with someone named Fisher Ifill, historian colleague. That's all it gives me.
So yes, he's at Cambridge.
Yep, perfect.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to see if
it's a good idea.
I mean,
Ifill surname is most definitely
the idea of having somebody else potentially look. If they're accredited and potentially being able to, would reduce, if Rassam's doesn't work out, it would reduce time it would take to actually try and.
Agreed.
Just thoughts. What were you saying about MIT?
I thought that was one of the possible places that Rassam had colleagues at. I thought that came up earlier.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Are you Cambridge and Molesley University or something?
Are you talking,
like that?
Are you thinking maybe about his, wasn't he with MI?
He had contacts with MI5.
MI5.
Yeah. He also had he did studies in Germany and he did studies in London and he worked with the Baghdad Museum.
I know I heard Museum, MIT from what was it referencing?
When he said MIT earlier, he was talking about the military intelligence division or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the
National Intelligence Organization of Turkey.
While we're thinking about Rassam's, do we have any idea where his mine was or his quarry?
I want to say it's in southern Iraq, but let me check. Like, I don't think it's like on his back in his backyard or anything.
And just to add this to the queue, Cody, didn't Nasser get anywhere with the Kurds?
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, at this point, you're drinking with some of the Kurdish soldiers. You're talking to them. It's going to take some time. You made some friends. You shared some cigarettes. It's going to take a period of time. I've made some rolls, and so you'll find out about it when we get there.
Cool.
A marble quarry outside of Mosul.
I did say it was outside of Mosul.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting. Very interesting. That's a really good call back, Jeff.
What?
I don't know that just because there's got to be something sus going on with them. I don't know. I've been listening to this Appalachian podcast, this horror thing, Cthulhu based stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just think mines. I think, yeah. Sorry, maybe I'm overthinking.
Old gods.
Yes, I was trying to think of it. Old gods of Appalachia. Yeah.
Yep.
So I think mines, and I go, spooky.
You know that guy's gonna be here like in 10 days, right?
What?
Yeah, they're doing a show at Newfields.
Okay.
He's doing a live show. Tried to convince Ambrosia to go. She's not interested. You would. I know.
I'll be your date, buddy.
Guy, but that's also shorter, though. I know you said it's a problem when they're extended. They're only like 20 minutes long, most of them.
Nice.
But it's old campfire tales of
them old hill stories are fucking scary.
It is excellent.
Old gods of Appalachia.
Yeah.
But Susie saw the thing that was not Pa step on the door. She knew that trouble had come a running. You know, that's like the whole podcast is like that.
Yes. I figure Rassam hid shit underground at his house. I'm assuming there's going to be something in that quarry.
Yeah.
There might be possibly excavations of whatever.
Where
in
they
his
found
house.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it could literally be a dig site that was a quarry where they found a lot of the shit that's hidden.
I mean, it's obvious there are answers at Rassam's place. We need to.
Yep.
We need to find out.
I'm excited for some action. Let's go.
Ready. Going in the afternoon? Who's going?
Do we want to go in the afternoon and potentially be stranded at night or no?
I don't know what I'm worried about worse. Another day ticking off or being stranded at night?
How bad could it be?
It's like, if we wait, little children are going to die.
At this point, if we just sit around, he's just going to keep fucking with us.
Which is his favorite part of the game.
I know.
So we need to do the opposite.
Yeah.
Where he fucks with us.
Means the plan that I have to fuck with you then can go into, like Glancy wrote this. If it doesn't all end with you all like bleeding to death on the floor, screaming in pain as your bowels are being ripped out, he hasn't done his job.
Yeah.
And I haven't done mine.
Let's rip off the Band-Aid. Let's go. Hastings, I know, is going.
That's one. I'll let you take four to a vehicle.
All right, Major Mary Olson will be riding with Hastings.
All right, that's two.
I mean, we're not taking the whole group, are we?
Yeah, that's what we need to figure out if we're taking everybody or not.
Kasim should go as well for his occult knowledge.
Landry has to stay because he's working on the Kurds.
Well, is that the case, Cody?
I will say because he started it today, yes.
Cool.
Okay.
If you were doing it tomorrow, then I feel like, yeah, maybe you socialized yesterday and then you're going to socialize this afternoon. You know what I mean? Like, I could give some more credit to it. But since you started it today.
I'm assuming we want to take the drone pilot and the drone with us?
Yep.
Yeah. Captain Dan is working on base, right?
Nope. He was doing the stuff with Major Mary Olson. He's okay. Available. Yep.
Captain Dan's probably driving the second vehicle.
Yeah.
So you're bringing two vehicles.
I mean, do we need to take more than one vehicle?
Oh, do we want to take more than four?
Well, we've got four people, right? No, we've got five people right now. So right now we need a second vehicle.
Okay.
But one stays behind.
Is there anything? Is Kasim in the middle of anything? He's not. So are there any languages that Kasim knows? Who knows Assyrian? Does anyone know Assyrian?
Nope.
No, not Assyrian. Sorry, Akkadian.
Akkadian, ancient Aramaic, Arabic, Hebrew, and Sumerian.
She's all got all the history languages.
Does anybody?
Unfortunate when she gets.
Does anybody have Assyrian?
No.
Because the tablets are in Assyrian cuneiform.
I'm guessing the history buff could probably. Unless
where's you need the us. Where's the chick? There's another girl.
She's at 50% history.
I'm not looking for history. I'm looking for language comprehension. Who's the other?
She has Arabic, Kurdish, and Turkish.
Can I see your sheets?
Yeah.
There's a female character I'm not seeing. I'm not worried about her. I want to see the other ones. Her.
Jennifer.
What does she know?
Arabic, Farsi, and Kurdish.
Okay.
Yeah, I have two copies of hers. Yeah. One of those.
Okay. I was like, I know there's another character that we're not looking at the sheet, so I didn't know.
Okay.
Was Jennifer working on building contacts somewhere?
She was the one that was building the contacts with the lady that we've got in Qatar, but it didn't go great. We got the contact, but we didn't get in connection.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, Jennifer was the one who got us... She's the one who got us the Irene Hovhandisia, the CIA Assistant Deputy Director of Middle Eastern Operations. Okay, so who are we taking for sure?
Kasim.
Hastings.
Are kind of our eggheads.
Two academics.
And then...
Mary and Captain Dan. And
I think we should probably also take old medic there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing two vehicles, three each.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's driving?
Excellent question.
I got a 50 in drive.
That may be an answer right there. Because these two are 20.
Kasim. You said Landry's not
going. Landry's busy.
Kasim can't drive.
No, he's got 22.
Hastings is at 30. Jennifer's at 40. She could be driving as well. Because both of our combat guys are at 20, right?
It's interesting.
Yeah, PSD. Can't do it. I can't take the wheel, man.
All right.
I would assume the drone pilot's not driving.
What's his drive?
20.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll take one of the SUVs then. We can have Jennifer drive the other.
Yep.
Who's navigating?
That probably wants to be our military science.
Probably man. Captain Dan. He's got a 50 in navigate and a military science land at 60.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Who's in what car?
Sorry to the editor.
You guys take forever to answer anyway.
Yeah.
And it's Jeff. He's sitting right here.
So when he actually gets to here and it pisses him off, he'll bitch at you the next session.
Mm-hmm. No.
And probably in the recording.
I'd say he'll put it right here.
Yeah.
Grady proceeded to chomp 72 times for the rest of the evening. I counted and removed them for you. You're welcome. Something to that effect.
He's going to put that in anyways and just leave it there.
Okay, so you said Captain Dan's driving?
Nope, Captain Dan's navigating. Jennifer and Major Olson.
Major Olson.
Yeah, let's put...
Separate the two eggheads.
Yeah, let's put Mary, Susan, and
the navigator,
Captain Dan, in one car. With Jennifer, the medic, and
Kasim in the other car.
Let's, who's the better driver?
They're both at 40%.
Oh,
I'm at 50.
Oh, you're at 50.
Well, yeah, I can take lead. And Captain Dan's in our car, so it'll be perfect. So
yeah.
Let me see that one more time. Captain Dan,
Susan Hastings, Mary Olson.
Can we take Major Mary there?
Mary, who's driving?
Mary.
And this is your only navigator. It's car one. And car two is
Jennifer. She's driving.
Staff Sergeant Warner
and Kasim.
We've left out
Q A S I M.
We've left out the drone pilot in all of those names.
Oh, then pick a car.
He's going to get in the first one.
What's the drone pilot's name?
Al Rabini. Does anybody in the second car have any ability to navigate at all?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're putting seven of your eight characters in two cars.
There's nine characters.
Oh. Is there?
Is there nine characters? No, there is eight characters.
In two cars and trekking into an active war zone. I love it. Are we ready to go?
I guess so.
Perfect.
Come on, let's go for a short campaign.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast, Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
What it is, I don't want to see tomorrow.